Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Indeed we are. We both are. I can't really wait now because I'm busy sorting stuff out now for our flight to Norway, and then we come back and then it's the Mike Spirit Roadshow. So welcome one and all to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I laugh because obviously we've got chat rooms open and we've got Facebook open and all sorts of stuff. So you just get some really funny messages just prior to your starting of the show. So obviously I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. Or an hour and 50 minutes, I say. And obviously, you can find me on www.nick-humphries.com and also on Facebook, which is International Medium Humphries. Please go on there and like my page. So I've got 200 likes at the moment. I'd like a few more. That'd be great. But I always start my show with, obviously, I'll give you the numbers that you need to in a minute, okay? But I also start my show with something that's either been going on around me over the last week since my last show, or things that are up and coming and so on. But over the last week, or I would say a week or so, and with other stuff as well that's going on, I wanted to talk to you about mediumship, okay? Or in fact mediums, okay? Because I'm a medium, okay? And obviously you know this because you're here, and I had to develop my understanding of what it is I can do, and what I mean by that is that I had to develop with if you want to call it a master or a tutor to understand the emotions that I get given by spirit, the messages that I get given, because we don't always get messages as if I'm talking to you now. We might get messages where we get given symbolic stuff, or a flower or colours, but we have to understand what those colours mean, or what the flowers are, or what the emotion is they're trying to give to us. And it doesn't take 5 minutes to learn this. It takes an awful long time, okay? Some of us are very lucky to have been able to see spirit when we start. You know, like when I was three, I saw spirit. I know Mike saw spirit, I think, or had spirit come to him a little bit later in his life. But I don't know his full story, but don't quote me on it. But we all start differently, and probably at different ages and in different ways and so on. But there is an etiquette to it all, okay? Obviously, we are ambassadors to the spirit world, so we can't be egotistical. You know, I'm not going to run down the street saying I'm the best medium in the world, because I'm not. You know, I just love what I do. Okay, there is a meaning to this. Believe me, there is a meaning to this. Okay, we are then to, as an ambassador of the spirit world, we have to then convey what they are trying to say, give a description of, or evidence of that. The person or the loved one that's in the spirit world, and pass on the message to the client or the person sitting in front of us, or so on. But we also have to, have to understand. But yeah, we do have to understand. But the clients also have to understand this as well. Is that we get given information, okay? And it may not always be the information that you either are expecting. It may not even be the spirit that you're expecting to come forward or want to come forward. But what we don't do, okay, is that we don't give you bad news. We won't say to you that there's going to be a tragedy in your life. What we might do is we might give you guidance, or say, are you having, you might be having problems with your knees, please be aware of this, or I think you need to go to the doctor to be checked over. That's that sort of stuff. It's nothing, we're not going to say, you're not going to drop down dead tomorrow at 3:15 in the afternoon, sipping a cup of tea, watching Neighbours, okay? It's not what we are about, okay? And the reason I say this, okay, is because it's become more and more apparent to me, okay, that there are people out there that either think themselves as a medium and go to a development class, okay, and I'm not being, please don't think I'm being bitchy or horrible here. I'm not. I just want people to have an understanding of what it is we do, because there is a meaning for this. Please just bear with me, okay? But then they see that they're able to get a link, or they get excited by it. So then what they do is they break away from the group, and believe it, I've seen this happen. They break away from the group, advertise themselves as a professional medium, okay, and then they start giving messages to people, but in the completely wrong way, okay? Because I've had clients come to me, okay, absolutely petrified about what I'm going to say. And in fact, there was a dear lady that I spoke to the other day. I was giving her a reading. I can't, this patient-client thing, credential thing, we can't, private, we can't talk about what the reading's about. But halfway through the reading, she said to me, can I just stop you for a second? I said, yes, of course you can, sweetheart. She said, you're not going to tell me anything horrible, are you? I said, why on earth would I do that? Because I work in love and light. Spirit are unconditional in love, and in the light. And there is no reason for them to come forward and give you any bad news. They will give guidance on what's important around you at this time, okay? So it could be either your work or your love life or your home, or it could be even someone that you're connected to. You might need to pass a message on to them. It could just be that they want to come forward to let you know that they're okay. I had another lady come to my house, okay? And I gave her a reading, and I could tell that there wasn't something right with the lady, okay? Not horrible, okay? I could see that she was just nervous, okay? So after the initial reading, I said, are you okay, and do you understand the information I've given you? She went, yes, I do. I do understand it, but it's not what I've been told previously. I said, right, so okay, so how long ago was it you had your last reading? She said, 23 years ago. I was like, right. And she said, yeah, I saw somebody like you. I was like, right. And she said, they told me that I was going to have a tragedy in my life. I was like, and she said, I've been waiting for 22 years for this tragedy. And I thought, you can't live your life like that. And no medium, no reader has the right. Okay, and it's something that I get really annoyed with. They have no right to tell you that there's going to be a tragedy. Okay, so this particular lady was quite worried about her daughter. Okay, and I said, but in her reading, okay, things were great with her daughter. Nothing wrong with her daughter. I said, so she's just, yeah, but I'm waiting for the tragedy to happen. I said, you can't wait for the tragedy to happen. But the tragedy could be something minor. It could be that, you might lose a couple of £100, or you might trip up, or you might break a finger, or something like that. It depends on what the tragedy is. She said, well, I lost my husband. I said, that's a tragedy. She went, no, it's not. It's not what I was expecting, and it hasn't come up in the reading, because it's not to be told. That's, nobody can give that stuff to people. Okay, and I will eat my shorts the day that spirit tell me that the person in front of me is going to pass over. Okay. Because it just does not happen, okay? So it just does not happen. I sit opposite people, and I give people unconditional love, a message that they need, okay? A message that of guidance, description, evidence of that person that's in the spirit world. I do trance, okay? Trance mediumship is a real trust and understanding between you, me, okay, that's me, and the spirit, okay, so it's a trust between the medium and the spirit. But trance isn't something that is going to sort of just hit you or come to you overnight, no matter how quick it is, okay. You could, I sat in, I'll be honest, I sat in a development group for about 5 years developing trance to where I've got it today, and that was 5 years ago. That was, so you know, to 10 years, you know, so it's a long time to get it to the full understanding. Yeah, because I'm saying this because I know there are people out there that do, you know, oh, look at me, I've changed and my voice changed and I passed the message on, or I had spirit over, you know, transfiguration over my face. And then what they do is they mark themselves as being a professional trance medium, but they're not. And you guys, the public, have got to be really careful with this, okay? The reason I'm saying it is because it gives us a bad name, you know, and that's not what we're about, you know. Yes, people always moan about, you know, the fact that we charge for readings. Yes, we do. It's an exchange of energy. We use up an awful lot of energy, okay, to give readings, okay? So then, therefore, the only way that you could ever pay for our energy is by money. By all means, if there's somebody out there that wants to come and put a new fence up in my garden that's been blown down by the wind, I'll gladly give you a reading. I'll give you a reading for every other month, okay, if you want to come around and do my fence for me. Absolutely, that's an exchange of energy. So, you know, but with me, what I do is I charge for my readings and I give freely healing. So today I had people come to my house and I gave healing to them. And it's not just healing, it's trance healing as well. So I'm burning up energy. I've got my spirit doctor come forward using energy. Obviously, he gives me a lot of energy as well because he's a darling, okay? But it's more about the fact that, you know, there are people out there, and I'm aware, and I know Mike's aware, and there's lots of other people out there and we see this happen, but there's nothing we can do about it, unfortunately. Just be careful. That's what I'm saying. Just be careful. So, but I mean, obviously, the good place to go to is like obviously spiritualist churches. They're great. Because you get a whole mixture of different types of readings, you know, angel readings and mediumship and all sorts of stuff. And that's where a lot of the good mediums start from, because they have things like fledgling readings where they go along and they stand up in front of everybody for the first time, and then, you know, it's a practice. We've all done it, and we all continue to do it. So, you know, it's just a way of developing. And I can't say that actually, you know, I'm at a stage where, yeah, you know, I know it all, and you know, there's nothing else that spirit can teach me, because it's wrong, okay? Spirit will always change the way that you work. Once you get comfortable, once they know you're comfortable with it, they go, right, okay, we need to do something different here. Let's see what we can do. And I've gone to do a show, you know, and it was a pretty packed show. And on the way there, I was preparing myself on the way there, and then I heard my guide saying, "Yeah, we're gonna change the way that we work with you tonight." I was like, "Pardon?" They said, "Yeah, we're gonna change the way that we work with you tonight." I said, "You can't, not tonight. I've got a really busy." Yeah, you know, well, you know, it's just time for a bit of a change. So there was I standing in front of this horde of people. Going, right, okay, just waiting for spirits to turn up. But they were there, I could see them, and then I could hear. But so normally with me, they stand on my right hand side, but they were standing behind me, so I couldn't see them. So I had to use, because I couldn't keep turning around to look at them, you know, I did, because I wanted to make sure they were there. But I had to use all my other senses, because we get a little bit complacent sometimes about certain things, you know, we feel them coming forward and all sorts of stuff. So it's an ever learning curve, always is. Okay, we are continuously developing, but it's a great journey, and it's a journey that you have to be patient with. You have to be very understanding, and you have to have trust. Most of all, you've got to have the trust. Okay, and I'm saying this for all those new the people, because loads of people are coming out now. You know, that are able to or are beginning to hear or see or feel and not understand it. It's a great journey. You just got to be patient. You cannot run before you walk, okay? And believe me, if you do start to run before you walk, they will just trip you up. You know, and I've seen that many a time. In fact, I've had it done to me. You know, when I was younger, doing work, I did get very yee. You know, this is great. You know, let's do more and more and more. I can really do this, and it wasn't egotistical. It's just excitement. Okay, again, you know, I still wasn't going around going on the best. I don't do that. I'll never do that. Okay, and then they sort of go, well, hang on, Buster. Yeah, you're just getting a bit too far ahead of yourself there. We're going to slow down things a little bit. And they did. You know, it's like I went for, you know, it's just they slow things down how they want to slow things out. Either, you know, they slow the spirit coming forward, they make things change or whatever it is. But it's a really exciting journey. And I put on my Facebook page today, I absolutely am so humble to spirit. And I really do give thanks every day for spirit to work, you know, for the work that they bring me, for the people that they bring me, and for the knowledge also, because they teach me. You know, I sit at home and I could have the TV on, yet I'm in a complete and utter daze or at a completely different level in my mind, and spirit are talking to me, and it's like a download. It's like this is what this is about, and this is how things happen here, and blah, 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 blah. So it's an amazing journey. Yeah, and if you are interested, please look up somewhere where you can go to actually do this. I've got loads of ideas, just loads of ideas, and they're all in my head, and I'm trying to put them all down on paper. okay, right, okay, I am being. Yes. So I am being privately messaged through Skype at the moment, or through the chat room. So I'm just replying to that as well as I talk. So what we're going to do, while I'm replying, we're going to go to the next track, okay? But also the telephone numbers that you need to ring are 760-283-4611, okay? That's for the United States, anywhere out of the States, okay? Outside of the States, prefix 001, and then 760-283-4611, okay? And also you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Okay, but please go to my website as well, www.nick-humphreys.com, and my international medium Nick Humphreys page, okay, on Facebook. Please go on there, like the page, because anybody that likes the page, I also like, you know, maybe like friend request you onto my private page and so on, so you get all the messages then, and all the events and so on. So let's go to the next track, and I shall speak to you in 3-4 minutes.
Flowers.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Do you know, and if you're in Wales, okay, why not pop along? Yeah, there's going to be some fantastic stalls there and some really great therapies. And obviously there'd be the lovely Mike and myself, you know, what more want? It's going to be great. So, you know, obviously me and Mike will be there doing readings, and then in the evening we get up and we do what we love best, okay, and that's like a proper demonstration. And I get really excited about doing demonstrations because it's raw, it's like, it's being involved with the energy, and it's just great. I just love it. So it's just come along. Also, you can go onto the Facebook page and you'll see that actually there's if you're in the UK, there's an event on which is a paranormal investigation with Midnight Paranormal Group. It's going to be obviously myself will be there, Mike will be there as well, and Kerry and my wife, and there'll be a couple of others of the team and so on. So it'll be a good night, because we're going to have a meal. Okay, we're gonna have a meal there, and then we're gonna start the proceedings. We can, you know, see what goes bump in the night, as they say. So it'd be a good laugh. So why not come along? But also, don't forget, this Friday. Okay, me and Mike actually fly out to Norway on Thursday, which is I'm just trying to get loads of stuff done before I leave. Okay, so we're flying out on Thursday, but on Friday we are doing a special show from Norway. So it'd be from 9 till 11 UK time, and we'll be in Norway. I'm hoping it won't be too cold. The cold gets to me, it really does. So I'm hoping it won't be cold, but you know, it's Norway, it's bound to be. But it's such a good laugh. Gonna meet some lovely people out there as well, I'm sure. So please, by all means, check out our website, check out our Facebook page, and come along and see us at the Mike Spirit Roadshow. It's gonna be a great laugh, really is. So there's also, I just wanted to mention as well that there's a question in the chat room about the healing that I do, and it's trance healing. Okay, it's another word or a way of saying it is it's psychic surgery. So it's where, obviously, I do trance. Trance is an allowance of spirit to use my physical form, okay, my body, and they can talk using my vocal box. They can use my eyes, my hands. You know, they can walk around, they can sit down, and all sorts of stuff. It's just they're using my physical body while I step out of it. So what happens is that the very nice gentleman called Dr. John. He comes into my body and he performs surgery. So for people who like chronic back pains and, you know, all sorts of stuff, just, you know, everything. But he doesn't work alone. He works with a team of up to 36 doctors. So he, you know, I've done healing where Helen's been present, because she has to be there to make sure obviously things are okay and the patient's okay and so on. And I've had feedback saying, you know, they could tell that there were that number of spirits in the room, because there was lots of moving going on. You could feel the energy being, it's like the draft, you know, you've got all the doors shut and all the windows shut, and there's a draft going around. It's moving in different directions at once. So it's great. But psychic surgery is where I put my hands on okay, the area of problems. Obviously, if it's in a particular area that we're not allowed to go to, then we won't. We put it to as close or the best area for it, okay? And then Dr. John will step in, and he obviously uses my hands, but his hands are going in and doing all the work. So they're actually going into your body, that sort of thing. And don't worry, yes, I will be sharing some pictures on Norway. I'm taking my camera, which, thank you very much, I need to charge. I'll be taking my camera. I'll be taking the show's falling apart. Shots every day. I'll be taking shots every day of what we're doing and of the lovely countryside as well. So, yeah, it'd be good. So that's what trance healing is. I call it trance healing. People call it psychic surgery. It comes in many different forms, okay? So it's just going to be great. And life's great, and my dog's asleep on this great big mat, and it's great. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to our first caller, I believe. I think we'll open up the telephone line, and I think I might have trouble pronouncing this. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it. So let's go to the call, and like I say, in a paranormal way, is anybody there? Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, this is Vicky.
Vicky?
Yeah.
Hi, Vicky. Sorry. Okay, and where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, very nice. Okay, thank you. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I'm kind of wondering about one particular person, and the name is Richard. I'm just trying to see whether, you know, what's going to come up out of this.
Okay, just bear me a second, okay? Because what I do is I link to spirits, okay? And that's where I get the guidance from for you, okay? Okay. And sweetheart, as I was listening to your voice then, I was asking Spirit to come forward, and I've got a gentleman that comes forward, and he stands on your father's side of the family. So he's quite a big, built gentleman, okay? Right, thank you. But he keeps talking to me about Dad. So is it your father is in spirit, or is it your grandfather here?
Yeah, the grandfather passed away.
Okay. Right, thank you. He just said to me that he passed actually quite quickly to spirit. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. He said he passed very quickly to spirit, but he was ill for quite some time also. Do you understand this?
No. This person is not ill at all. He was fine and he just passed away. The person I'm thinking about.
Okay, just bear with me a second, okay? Because I always give exactly what they say to me, okay? I have to give you 100% of it. Okay, thank you. What? Right, okay, thank you. Right. This is definitely grandfather, father's side. He's telling me that he passed very quickly, but he's also talking about somebody else that's in spirit that would have passed very quickly to spirit. Sorry, not quickly, with an illness, okay? Right, but he's also given a female energy with that as well. So would it be grandmother that would have gone to spirit that would have been ill?
His wife passed away, but she also pretty much died in her sleep. She really did not suffer at all, or was not ill at all. That's his wife.
Okay. Right. Well, I don't know what where he's coming from, but just let me bear with this a little bit more, okay? Just
sure. Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, he's just said to me as well, then, he's actually quite a tall gentleman as well. You'd understand this.
Well, my dad's dad was actually, sorry, very
short. He's quite short,
really.
Well,
yeah,
this
he's
gentleman
quite short.
Here, he's actually standing quite tall, so maybe it's, I can't make things fit, but I have to stick with what he's saying. I feel this gentleman,
sure.
is when I look at him, he's quite tall, quite broad in shoulders. Okay, do you understand that? Quite broad.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, it's like two of his brothers were like that, but they all passed away. But like this particular, my grandfather, he was actually quite stocky and just had a big tummy, and he was short, and he wasn't really that tall.
Okay, I I've got to stick with what he's saying because I can't make things fit, okay? But he's talking about himself, that he would have passed the spirit very quickly. He's mm-hmm. also connected to, okay, thank you. Because there's quite, as you say, there's quite a crowd in the spirit world that would be connected to him and you also, okay? He's
yeah.
talking about a lady that's in spirit that would have passed with an illness, okay? I've got to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's maybe my grandma, like the other mom, my mom's mom. She was... Well, relatively more ill than the rest, although she led a very good life. It's just that in the end, she had a little bit of a problem with the kidney and things like that.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right, thank you. Okay, it's just saying to me, do you know, things are really quite busy here. Things are really quite busy, but he's also giving that to you also, so things around you are really quite busy. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, thank you. I'm just asking everybody. I've actually got quite a few here. So what I want to do is I want to concentrate on his energy, okay? Because I'm asking the others to stand back. I'm asking him to come forward just a little bit more so I can hear him only, okay? Okay, so give me a minute. Right, okay, thank you. He's telling me that you need to calm down. Right, thank you. He's telling me that you've been quite erratic about things. Do you understand this? And where he's coming from? Right. His words is like, get loose, get loose. So it's like things, you've been a bit uptight. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? You understand? Definitely?
Well, okay. I don't really know. I guess I am erratic, but I'm like that most of the time. And I'm not really that erratic, though. I mean, you know, I've kind of like calmed down quite a lot in this month.
Right. Okay. So you can understand where he's coming from and from what he's saying, why he's saying that. Okay. That's the important thing there. Okay. Because he's just giving you evidence that that not only him but others have been standing near you or watching you. Okay. Because spirit do come forward, and they do watch us to check up on us to make sure that everything is, you know, okay, and we're not, you know, running ourselves silly. Okay. Right. Thank you. Right. Thank you. Do you know? You talk about this gentleman, okay, or you asked about this gentleman, because he's talking to me about some sort of distance between the two of you. Do you understand this? Either
yes,
things are
I
a
do.
Bit distant, mm-hmm. or he lives far away. Okay?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Is it also, because he's saying to me that also calls aren't being returned. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, what?
Phone calls aren't being returned. Do you understand this? It's like, are you trying to make contact, but they're not being, you know, he's not making contact?
No. I think right now I'm not hearing from him, but I was the last one to respond. So right this minute I have this maybe feeling of restlessness because I'm not kind of hearing from him. So I'm, you know, but I haven't emailed. I'm not waiting on a return. I just would be nice to hear from him just like that, you know?
Yeah, okay. Because he's talking about the obviously the distance and the communication thing. So it's like, and his word were not taking calls or not returning calls. So maybe this is something else that's coming up, okay? I just have to give that to you. Okay, but also he's just saying to me that he's actually a really nice guy. But he's, right, thank you. But he's got a lot going on in his head. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right, thank you. And I'll be honest, I'm a little bit confused here because he's giving me that confusion, okay? Because he's saying, actually, he's a little bit confused about the situation. Do you understand what he means by this? He's confused about the situation. I think it's more about the direction of where you two are going, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, uh-huh. I wondered whether he's available, whether there's somebody else.
Okay.
In his life.
Okay, let me just ask, are you able to offer me that information? Can you give me, is he available with somebody or what? Right. Okay, right, thank you. Really, it's just, okay. This gentleman is saying is actually, he's just there. He's just, it's almost like he's floating around the ether. You know, he's just there. He's, right, okay, thank you. Do you want me to say it like that, do you? Right, thank you. His words were, he's testing the water. Testing the water, that's what he... But actually, I do feel that there is a distance between the two, okay, between you two. Sweetheart, just on another different note, okay, do you understand August? He keeps talking to me about August. It could be either a birthday, an anniversary, a celebration of some sort, but August, okay, no, hang on, what's that then? Right, thank you. He's just said there's going to be a change around the August month for you. Right, he's just said also that you've been putting out for different things to happen. Right, thank you. And he's also talked, he wants to talk to you about your work as well, because your work is taking you in a different direction. Okay, you understand this?
My work is in my mind a lot, and I just sometimes I wonder whether I should move on, you know, just go somewhere else, or whether I am doing the right thing, because I don't know. Sometimes I just wonder where I am is the right place.
Right. He's talking about the fact that your work is going to change. Okay. Your direction is going to change. Right. That's really weird. Okay. Do you know when we work? Okay. We have to take notice of not just what spirit are talking to us about or how they're making us feel, but other things that we notice whilst doing the reading. Okay. What I want to go on to is that there's a feeling of boredom around this as well. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like you're a bit bored about, I was going to say life, actually. So a bit bored about.
Yes, I'm a little also depressed because I wonder about children. I want happiness, and I don't really remember when I was fully content. So, yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. There lies the problem, okay? Dare I say it, okay? Thank you. I've got to give this as well, because he's just saying to me, actually, do you know what? You were and you are a lovely person. He said a lovely girl. So when you were growing up, you're absolutely lovely. Right. So what I want to say here, this is slightly different, okay, is that you said that, you know, you just want the happiness, okay,
mm-hmm.
and all the stuff that obviously it brings. But also you need to learn to, A, love yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to appreciate the things that you've done in your life, okay? You need to accept the things that have been good and bad in your life and what other people have done to you, because it's part of your journey, okay? And once we accept all these things and become to love ourselves that bit more, then the happiness opens up. Okay, if we just dwell on, you know, on the things that we, you know, if we had only done that, or if I had done this, or this could have been better, or that, you know, or I haven't felt love in quite a while, then we're just dwelling on the negative. We need to start actually dwelling on the positive. We need to start bringing that back into your life. Right, thank you. Actually, he's just said to me as well that actually there's a lot of enjoyment around you. It's like people are trying to make fun, not fun of you, but make things fun for you. Do you understand this? Because
there's a little bit of an attempt, like where I am, like because people are trying to maybe just, you know, help me stay here because, you know, I'm a faculty as a professor and they invest a lot. But I just don't know, because it's a small town and it's farmland and, you know, so... Yeah, sometimes I just wonder, because I really want to have family, I want to have children, and I just don't seem to be able to find anyone where I am. And then this guy that I sometimes chat with, he's in New York, East Coast, and I really, really like him, but I'm a little bit confused about his marital status, and so I have strong feelings.
Because that guy in New York is married, you know that, don't you?
Is he? Because I knew he was 3 years ago, but I just wondered what is his deal and what does he want, if he is, you know, because I don't want anything like half relationship. I want something that is, you know, good and, you know, like it will go somewhere and it'll be fulfilling. So I guess you would just answer my question. Probably no, he's not the right guy.
I can't sit here and say that he's either the right guy or wrong guy. He's married, okay? So that should be out of bounds first place, okay? Right, thank you. Right, thank you. This gentleman, his grandfather, okay, I still want to call him grandfather, okay, he's just said to me, what is the rush? What is the rush, okay? Right, thank you.
Well, the rush is that I'm 35 and for four, and I want to have kids.
You're still a baby. he's talking about what is the rush, because the more you want to rush in or to have something, then the slower it comes to you, okay? He's just saying, look, just calm down, okay? Your emotions and your needs, okay? Things will come to you. He's also just said the name. I don't work with names, but he just said a name. So the name is Steve. Does that make any sense to you, Steve? It could be somebody coming to you, or it could be somebody that's around you at the moment. But Steve, you could take that name. I don't normally work with names, okay? But he's quite adamant that I need to give that name. So to answer your question, okay, about the particular gentleman, if it's the one in New York, I think you need to tread carefully on that one, okay? Mm-hmm. But really, August, there's going to be a change around you. This is like, it's going to be like a whole new you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say again? Right, thank you. Right, okay. I'm just being spoken to by the lady in spirit, so hang on a second. What's that in spirit? Okay, right, thank you. Sweetheart, this lady in spirit is telling me that actually you're holding on to anger.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, thank you. You're holding on to anger for a previous relationship that you've had before. Do you understand this?
Not really a relationship. It's just this guy, you know.
Relationship could mean anything from, it could be a relationship that we have with a brother or a sister or a friend.
Right.
It could be a lover.
Yeah.
She said relationship, okay?
Yeah.
Right, so you need to just quit that, okay? You need to just let go of the anger, okay? Because it's also having an effect on your life as it is at the moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to just let go of the anger. And you know what you could do? I know it sounds really bizarre, okay? If this person or this guy in your past hurt you, okay? Just say out in your mind, okay, that you forgive that person. It's not that you're conducting the actions. It's just that you're letting go of the emotional tie that he's put on you, okay? And therefore, you can move forward. Okay? There's lots of stuff. I could go on for another hour, but there's lots of stuff going on around.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay? You need to really sort of find peace within yourself before you move forward. Your guy is coming to you. I'm being told this. Your guy is coming to you, but it needs to be the right time, okay? Any time before that, it will just blow it. It will just not work, okay? So you just need to calm down, but also concentrate on your work because it's taking you further afield, I'm being told, okay? I'm going to leave it there.
And then I don't know how to go. That's not a question about me. It's more about the spirit world. I'm just wondering, are they okay? Like my grandma and this man that came through. I just wonder. I hope they're okay, like outside in that world.
I see, okay, from him and the lady he's talking about is that they are fine, okay? Although he I don't know if it's something that he used to do on the earth plane, but he said sometimes I get a bit uptight or frustrated, that's the word, frustrated. So but only because of the stuff that's going on, I think, really not just to do with you, but I think localize it, so probably what's going on globally, that sort of thing. But they're fine. They are,
because my grandma used to pray so much. She used to be like five times a day kind of a praying person. And I mean, if anyone deserves heaven or whatever, it's out there, it's her. And I always think about her because she just passed, I think, so unfairly without having adequate treatment, I think. And I sometimes think she could have lived longer. And I just wonder if she's okay, because very sad when she passed.
It always is sad when we lose someone to the spirit world. But I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart. Please take
that
love.
Okay, thank you so much.
I hope the guidance helps you in some way. But also you can go back to the archives of Mike's spirit to listen to your reading again if you want to just confirm. Okay?
And I just really appreciate this because I've been waiting for this for a really long time. So, you know, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, just so you know.
You're welcome, sweetheart. That's what we're here for. You take care.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. I'm going to go to another track, just to have a sip of water. Just give me like 3 or 4 minutes. Obviously, the number you need is 760-283-4611, or prefix the 001 at the beginning. Yeah, you can call into the show or go to www.blogtalkradio. You can hear my laptop going. It's like loads of messages come through. blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Go to my website, www.nick-humphries.com. I'll speak to you in about, what, 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes to the next track. I'll speak to you soon.
Invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116 8396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Oh, damn, you caught me with a mouthful of more teasers. You can also go to my website, okay, www.nick-humphries.com. Go to the events page, and on there is the event from Mike's FM Roadshow. You can actually purchase tickets through that site as well. When you pay, obviously we get an email. We just send them out to you. It's not a problem. It's going to be a great show. It really is. These Maltesers are lovely. So in the chat room, before I go to the next caller, okay? In the chat room, there's a question. We don't do private questions, okay? But I'm happy to answer anything about spirituality and stuff like that. So there's a question of what is a tree reading, okay? So a tree reading is something that I devised when I was actually 18. It's a way of giving a reading to somebody. But what I do is I get the client to draw what they feel would be their ideal of a tree. If they were a tree, that's what they would look like. So I get them to draw it, and people could, you know, I've had people spend like 15 minutes drawing a tree with fabulous detail. It's great. The idea is that, you know, the more information you draw, so the more detail you put into it. So I always say, if you want to draw a picture of it, you can do. If you want to put different things in or around a tree, you can do, because it all has meanings. And the idea behind it is that it's actually a storyboard of your life from naught years all the way through to your present age. It also gives you little ideas about your direction. What it doesn't do, it doesn't give me names, dates, anniversaries. It doesn't give me what you do for a living, or, you know, what year you got married, not what year you got married or anything like that. But it just gives me the basic information about you, about the support that you had through your upbringing, if there was anything going on in your life at a time. Also, whether or not there's something you're holding on to the past, and the direction you've been in, and all sorts of stuff. So it's a story about you. That's what a tree reading is. And I always love watching people do their trees. And I always get, I haven't drawn trees since I was at school, or I'm a really bad artist. I always get those comments. And I've even had, that's not the picture, that's not the tree that I've been practicing. That's something different. That's because it's meant to be that way as it is. And, you know, bless him, I had a client here the other day, drew a picture of a tree, and he said, you know what, I was going to put in something else here, but I didn't. I didn't feel like I needed to. So I gave him the reading for that tree, and he said, but what was that meaning for the other thing? And so I told him, he said, oh, that's why I didn't put it in, because that ideal is gone. That's finished. You know, it's something that's gone on now. It's over and done with. So it doesn't need to be in the tree. So it's amazing how it works. I'm actually writing a book about it on how to do this. So it's taking a little bit longer than I was hoping for. I shall be going back to work on it. It's 3/4 done. It's the artwork and all the other stuff that I'm trying to get onto. So I'm just reading some of the comments in the chat room. So that's it. That's what a tree reading is. I hope that helps. But also I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. So obviously we've got Bobby Blue, who's new. I've never seen Bobby Blue before. And Coach Angie, welcome. Mrs. Dog Rescuer, and some bloke called Mike Host, and Kerry Medium Card. I don't know who she is. Kerry and Crystal, obviously, welcome. And everybody else, Susie Love, Tara Kay, and is it how do you pronounce that? Skeksmet. Anyway, so anyway, there you go. Welcome all to the chat room and all my listeners that I know that are listening outside the chat room, like Eastern Monsoon and Angela Howe. I know you're listening. So, and everybody else, welcome. So it's what? It's 2 minutes past the hour here in the UK. So it's two minutes past ten at night already. And I'm drastically trying to get all things out before we leave for Norway. But nevertheless, you know, the show must go on. Let's go to another caller. Let's see if we can help somebody. So we got, I believe it's area code 305. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Mike. My name is Deanna. I'm in Florida.
Hi, Deanna.
And I wonder if you could sort of tune in to my wavelengths to see what I need to know to overcome my situation.
Okay. Okay. First of all, I just want to say it's actually Nick, not Mike, tonight, okay? So this is Nick Humphrey's Medium Show, okay?
Thank you. I'm sorry, Nick, that... Nick.
It's Nick, not Mike.
Thank you, Nick.
But don't worry. Don't worry. Not a problem. Okay, so let me link to the spirit world, okay? Let me see who, okay, think it's right up. Let me see who I can get for you to come forward and give me a bit more direction about the stuff that's going on around you at the moment, okay? Right, thank you. Thank you. Sweetheart, as I'm linking here, okay, I'm actually holding my chest quite tight, okay? And I've got a lovely lady that's coming forward with this as well, but also a gentleman. So I've got a partnership here. So it's like, thank you. I was going to say on mum's side, and I was going to say dad's side, but would you understand mum and dad being in spirit?
Yes, and they were definitely partners.
Okay. And sweetheart, would she have passed over with some sort of, thank you, a stroke condition to her? Would you understand this? Because she keeps holding, I keep having to hold my chest. So either she had... I have a very like breathing difficulty, or she passed with some. I feel it's more stroke.
Nick, she had cancer, but it started coming out of the chest, and you could see it. There was a big protuberation. So yes, definitely.
Okay, as long as you understand it, because I can ask her to take that idea away from me. Okay, thank you. Right, thank you. Okay. Right, sweetheart, She's given me a couple of things here, okay, that are going on around you. So I just want your confirmation on this before I move to a bit more description about her. Cause she's absolutely lovely, I've got to say. Right, thank you. Right, she's also just saying thank you as well, because actually she's telling me that there... who is that, sweetheart? Right, thank you. Her words are that you were there to the very, very end. Do you understand this? That's what her words were.
That is correct.
Okay, sweetheart, thank you. Sweetheart, she's also telling me that this is to do with you now, okay? Can I stop doing that now? Because you're making me really... Oh, thank you. She's just telling me... Sweetheart, are you depressed? Because she keeps talking to me about being depressed.
I'm overwhelmed with difficulty.
I'm very depressed.
I'm trying not to be depressed, but... It's like there's a big weight holding me down because there are pressures all around me and I'm unable to deal with them all at once and I'm just losing all over.
Oh, bless you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay, give me a bit more. Right. Okay. I will... Spirit will always come forward with the things that are probably of most importance, okay? Because she keeps talking to me. You know, I said about the depression or the upset, okay? But she's talking to me about health around you also, because it's having an effect on your health. Do you understand this?
Yes, it is having an effect on my health, most definitely.
Okay, right. Okay.
I don't want it to be this way. I want to emerge and have no pains and be able to move on and fly off and be of service. But right now I'm in a critical situation.
And okay.
Not my doing, but maybe it is spiritually what I have to face.
Okay, just bear in a second, okay? Let me just ask a couple more questions. Can you give me a bit more information on that? Right. Right, thank you. The words that I heard from her, because she actually speaks quite quietly, okay? Right, thank you. She just said to me as well, when I said that, she said, yes, darling, I had problems being able to talk in my last days. Do you understand this? So she couldn't really talk in her last days.
It's true.
Okay, right, thank you. Her words to me are, it's almost like you're having to sign your life away. Do you understand this?
Nick, I agree.
Okay. And she just said, there's no need for it. There's no need for it. Right, thank you. But also, she's telling me that there's outside pressure on this as well. So it's like you're being made to do something you don't want to do.
Exactly.
So don't do it.
No, I'm not. I'm resisting. But you know what resisting is? It's a gradual breaking down when there's no support. You can resist all you want, and I'm resisting till the, you know, all the way to the end.
Okay. Right. Can you give me any idea a bit more? I'm just asking Spirit a little bit more. Okay. Right. Thank you. Spirit, would you understand this would be a group of people around you? Would you understand this?
Yes.
She talks to me about a group of people, and would you understand? She keeps talking to me about three gentlemen and a female. Would you also understand that?
You said three gentlemen and a?
And a female.
Actually, it's females and maybe a gentleman.
Oh, okay. So it's the other way around. Okay. Wow, weird. Okay. She's just saying to me, actually, these are like family members, but they think they're trying to do you some good, but they're not. Do you understand this?
They're not family members, but they all live in close proximity to one another. And Nick, there's
right.
a word, I always object to a word when it's not properly used. We always refer to gentlemen when they're not quite gentle and they're not quite men.
Right, okay. Right, okay. I'm gonna have to say this because it needs to be said. I feel like there's something very devious going on here. Like they are trying to get something out of you that they want. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I'm curious to find out if my spirits, my mother, my dad, whomever, the greater spirits, can tell me how to overcome this.
Okay,
because
just wait a second. Okay. Say again? Right.
It's like I'm being cheated out.
It is exactly like that. It's like they're trying to get you to sign over your assets and stuff like that. Do you understand this?
Yes.
It's like, okay. And they're trying to say it's for your own benefit or your own good. It's like, again, I'll give you everything that I get told, okay? It's like... I'm tripping myself up here, okay? It's like they're trying to put you, or either you're in a home, or they're trying to put you in a home, that sort of thing. Does that make sense?
They're trying to put me out of my home of 40 years, out of extortion, out of thievery.
Okay, that's it then. Because that's what she's on about. It's like she keeps saying they're trying to put her. No, I want to stick with it because she's saying to me they're trying to put you in a home. So it's like they're trying to get you to go somewhere else, if that makes any sense. So,
well, they're trying to get me out of my home. They don't really care, you know, where I go. But is there a way out of this for me?
Okay. Is there a way out for this, sweetheart? Okay.
To trump them, because here I am, someone who has done... the well for everyone, and I am being stuck.
You are, sweetheart, bless you, you are being absolutely walked on. Okay, right. Right, okay, thank you. I'm being told, obviously, that you have to go the legalised way, so either to get in a lawyer or something like that, but also she's saying to me as well that it's the cost that's also worrying you because you haven't got that funds, if that makes sense.
I don't have funds.
Yeah, that's right.
Starting with a number zero.
Yep, no, that's... Well, you're just confirming what she's saying, okay? Right, thank you. Okay. She is just saying you've got to be really strong of mind. Nobody can make you sign something if you don't want it, okay? So they've also given you forms. Does this make sense? Because she keeps saying to me that they've given you forms for you to sign. Do you understand this?
Well, yes, I do, but I'm trying to handle this the legal way correctly, but there are so many impediments, especially starting with funding and not having work. It's I'm just wondering if my mother, bless her soul, and my dad, bless her soul and their honesty, if they can see me overcoming this, and if so, how much longer? Because it's been close to 6 years, even more. That's why I'm ending up where I am now.
Okay, just bear me a second, okay? Okay, is this going to come to an end? Okay, right. It is going to come to an end, but it's not going to be as quick as you'd hope it would be, okay? Right. It's going to be a little while yet, but I don't feel it's going to be years. I feel it'll be more months than years, okay? Right. Right. Interesting theory. Thank you. She is talking about, I'm not meant to ask questions here, but she's talking about your property, okay? A way out of it, okay, is to probably sell it yourself, if that makes any sense. So she's talking about...
This was my parents' property. I do not wish to lose it or sell it. I wish to stay and expose the people that have been stealing out of empty apartments, people
right.
that have been demanding others to pay hundreds of dollars just so they are in the governing board, and people who have done damage to my roof where I have, it may be coming crashing down in two rooms because of their... So I need to know if I should give up or if this is going to end and, you know,
well,
turn in my favor because
okay.
I'm not trying to convince you, but I do deserve it to end in my favor because truth is truth.
No, but I can only offer you or give the information that Spirit are giving me, okay? She is talking about the fact of a possibility or possible way of it ending or how you can get away from these people. And her words were to sell it. And then also then she said as well about buying somewhere smaller, okay? Somewhere smaller, okay? So you're going to have to take that information in any way that you want to, okay? Thank you. But she's talking about September is important around you. But this could be like an anniversary or birthday or some sort of celebration around you, okay? Or to do with the family. But September is also key, she just said as well.
Her birthday was September 14th.
Okay, there you go. That's the link then. She's just giving you that little bit more evidence, okay? Is there an actual end to this? Right. Okay. Right. Okay. She said there is an end. Obviously, I just said this before. But there is an end to this. But you're going to have to be really quite hard with it, okay? But also, she said as well that actually you're quite... you're a bit of a tiger. Sometimes you don't let go of things. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't... Right, okay. But she's also talking about, and I don't mean it in any negative or horrible way at all, but she's talking about sometimes that you as a person, in a personality way, sometimes you cut your nose off to spite your face. Does it make sense? That's what she said.
Well, I try not to. It's not the smart thing to do, but
no.
But
she's talking about it's like a memory of hers that she says that, you know, that you have done this. You this is how you can be, because you're a bit of a tiger. You don't let go of things. She's trying to give you a bit of information here, okay, about the fact that yes, it's going to end. The possibility of they're trying to get the property from you, but actually, what you could do is sell it to somebody else that will really do them over and really, really sort of annoy them. But the fact that you don't want to let go of that property, then you're going to have to really sort of just be stronger and not succumb to the pressure that they're putting you under. Unfortunately, that's what's going to just like continue to carry on for a little bit longer. So obviously, it's going to be more stressful for you. I'm not telling you that you should or you have to leave or sell your house. That's up to you. What I'm saying, she's offering you the idea of actually what you should do is just sell it to somebody else and move for a smaller place. Probably alleviating a little bit of money for you as well. Okay, give me a bit more. Right, okay. But she's just saying that you don't have to hold to it for their sake. Okay? You understand what she means, okay? Because it's like you don't want to let go of the memory of them because it's their house. But she said there's no need for you to do that. You can let go of it if you need to. Okay? Do you understand?
Nick, I have a question. And first a comment. The reason I'm acting the way I am is a matter of honor. And my question is, my father, her partner, does he have anything to add to this, please? And I really don't mean to bring you down. I can tell, you know, you're a little bit concerned about me. Please don't be. You know, I'm just consulting you. But I wonder if my father has anything to add.
Okay, just bear a second.
Thank
okay,
you.
Can you bring it forward for me? Okay, thank you. Right, okay. Can you give me a comment on this as well? Because she's asking, she's quite concerned for her. Right, okay. Your father, her partner, was actually quite a jolly man, quite openly speaking. Do you understand that? With him, really quite, you know, he would speak as it is. He'd say exactly how he feels. Do you understand that with him?
Oh, yeah. He was forthright.
Okay,
honorable.
Okay, give me a bit more. Right, okay. Okay, so I'm asking different ways because I want a clear answer from him, okay? Because he's just making me laugh at the moment because he's just saying that you could be a bit of a stubborn person. Do you understand that? But I don't. It's not out of disrespect, okay?
I don't
he's
understand
saying,
the word.
You understand that?
No, I didn't understand the word you said.
Okay, he said that you could be, you are or can be quite stubborn. That's what he said.
Yeah, well, people have called me that.
Okay, as long as you understand, then that's fine. Okay, because he's actually making me laugh by making that comment. Okay, because that's how his personality comes to me. Okay, because he came into the room and said, look, she's actually quite stubborn. Fair dues. That's his way of expressing things. Right, give me a bit more. Okay. Right, so he agrees, actually, these people are of no good. Okay, end of story for those. We know that. Okay?
Yes.
Right, but also his concern around you is the fact that that you're struggling with life in general. And because you're wrapping yourself up in this, it's getting further and further or more and more difficult for you to deal with. You understand? This is what he's saying.
Yes.
Okay. Right. He's also talking about the area. He's saying the area that the house is in has also changed quite dramatically as well. You understand?
Yes, he used to say that.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Right, but he's also just saying then that he wanted to move. He said, actually, do you know what? We wanted to move anyway from this place. So do you understand that?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. And again, he's just saying that it's you are holding on to the memory, okay, of what it was when they were there. Would you agree with that?
I guess the feeling of shelter and protection, I suppose.
Okay.
Right. I do agree. I just don't want to lose it for, you know, other people's dishonorable behavior. If I were to gamble it away, well, it would serve me well. But that's not what I did, and I just feel that it's so unfair. But I understand the universe wants me to leave here, even though I don't want to.
Okay. Well, what he's saying as well, okay, is that he's just... Right, thank you. He's saying to me, look, just tell her that she can sell the place and she can do what she likes with the money, but you don't have to say it to those people. You can say it to somebody else. Right, thank you. But actually, he's talking about a developer. There's a developer interested in the property. Do you understand that?
Not yet, but I may in the future.
Okay, well, that's something maybe you need to watch out for. But, sweetheart, I'm going to have to leave it there, okay? Because I've got other callers that are trying to get through. Okay,
thank you. Good luck in Wales.
Thank you. And please take the love from Spirit, okay? But also you can listen to the reading on the archives of Mike Spirit FM, okay?
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to go for another break, okay? Another track, a bit more music, a bit more upliftment, hopefully. and then we'll come back and we'll do some more quick fire round readings, okay? So I shall speak to you all in a tick.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of MikeSpirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Oops, sorry, I didn't mute myself. Oh dear, that's crazy. So yes, I have finished the galaxies. Sorry, not the galaxy, the more. Oh no, there's one left. There's two left. Two more teasers going. Any highest bidders? And then I'm going to move on to the galaxy counters. And I've just finished me hot chocolate as well. I love the chocolate, see. So, yeah, so obviously, I'm Nick Humphries, I'm your host on the Nick Humphries Medium Show for the next half hour. See, it's just £1,000. £10,000. Wow, you want 10... Sold. You can have those for £10,000. Two more pieces, great, okay. I'll tell you what, for that, £10,000, I'll put that towards a charity, shall I? So, there you go. It will go towards a charity. Would you like me to lick the chocolate off the honeycomb for you so you don't get squishy in the post? So, so anyway, obviously I'm doing readings. 760-283-4611 is the number that you need, obviously, for the States. Or outside the States, you can... just prefix the number 001. I've just been told to stop stuffing my face. Stop stuffing my face. Do you know what? Why? It's great. I love my shows. I can do whatever I like through the shows. It's great. So, all right, okay. Let's go to another caller, shall we? I think we've got area code 347. Hello? Obviously not. Let's go to the next caller. Hello? No, let's get to another caller then. Let's get to the next caller. If there is another caller, maybe not.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to having a reading with you.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Trish.
Hi, Trish. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. Great. Okay, and how can we help you this evening?
I was hoping you could connect with Spirit.
You just want a normal link? Okay, let's see what we get for you. Okay, right. What we got? It's like a bag of Maltesers. Just like, you never know what you're going to get. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Right. I'm just hesitating because I'm asking the energy just to come forward a little bit more because it's actually quite shy. Just give me a bit more. Right, thank you. So I've got a lady here in spirit, okay? I actually want to go to your mum's side of the family with her, so I feel like she would have been grandmother to you. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay. So also, she's talking to me. Okay, thank you. She's telling me that she actually was in quite a lot of pain. Do you understand that before her passing? But I feel it's. She keeps talking to me about her bones. So it's like. And her word then was, I'm riddled, or she was riddled. Do you understand what she means?
No, but.
Just bear with me a second, okay? Because she's talked. Right, okay, thank you. She's talking about her hips, okay? So, like, I feel like she would have had problems with her hips. Okay, this is aside from her passing, okay? Right, thank you. But also she talked to me about her passing was actually quite slow to the spirit world. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, right. But you understand what she talked about, her hips as well?
I'm guessing she had arthritis.
Well, I was going to say arthritis. Okay. I've got to say, actually, with her, do you know, I feel like she would have been a real strong character, but a very gentle energy with it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And she's oozing, absolutely oozing love, okay? Really is, wow, okay? That's just really lovable lady, really lovable, okay? Okay, that's interesting. Thank you very much. So this lady would have been of average height, yes? You understand that?
Yes.
But there would have been a gentleman that would have been linked with her also, which is actually, I would say, actually a little bit taller than her. Grandfather figure with this as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. And she just said to me, two children. So either you have two children or they had two children. Do you understand?
No.
Spare me a second. Would you have two children? Oh, okay. Okay, sweetheart, would you understand two children that would be in the spirit world linked to these people?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because she's. Okay, it's like a photograph. It's like they're standing in front of me with a photograph. It's like I've got your nan standing to the right of me, your grandfather standing next to her on the left, and then two children standing in front. Okay. Thank you. And she said that actually you've got a loving family. You understand this? You've got a loving family, she just said.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. But she's also talking about a lot of fun and enjoyment around you. Okay. Do you understand? Lots of fun and enjoyment. But just bear me a second, okay? Because she's talking about other stuff as well. Right. Sweetheart, okay. She said, lots of fun and enjoyment around you, but actually, behind closed doors, you're actually quite upset. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. Because there's mixed emotions with you. Do you understand what she means by mixed emotions? She keeps saying that you've got mixed emotions.
Yes.
Right, thank you. And she's just saying you're not quite sure what's going on around you. So if there's anything that doesn't make sense, please say, okay? I feel like I'm treading on eggshells with this as well. I have to be very, very careful, okay? Give me a bit more. Okay. So she's also talking about, you behind closed doors and... it's like a big question about. I want to go to your relationship with this. Do you understand?
No.
Again, relationship could be of many things. It could be like with loved one, it could be family, it could be with friends. But she keeps talking to me about mixed emotions and. Say again. I have to give it. It's around. Is it? You said relationship, yeah? Okay. Ah, right, okay. Again, I've got to give it. It's like a relationship. But also... Right, okay. I keep pausing because you keep saying stuff to me, but it's, do you know, it's like a relationship with yourself. Would you understand that?
Not exact. No, I mean, I'm a little confused.
Right.
Probably as confused as you are.
Do you know, it's not for me to decipher the information. It's for me to give the information. She is talking about the fact that, you, as you say, you're confused, okay? Right. Okay, that's... I'm not sure I should say it on air. But she's talking about your emotions around you, your physical being. It's the only I'm trying to say it as best as I can. Okay, she just said, look, another way is that you're not kind of happy with yourself or where you are at the moment. Do you understand?
Yes. I have a couple projects, and they're not moving as fast as I'd like them to.
Okay. Right. So put that aside for a second, because she's also talking about you as a person are changing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like you're going through the stages. Does that make sense? I can't. She just keeps saying to me, she's going through a change. She's going through the change. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Right. As long as you're good. Okay. Right. Right. Thank you. Right, okay, Now, these projects, okay, she's talking about these projects. She said one's going east, one's going south. What she means by that, I'm not quite sure as yet, okay? Right, thank you. They are moving in different directions, she just said, okay? But they're going in different directions to what you actually plan them to do. Would you agree to that? You understand?
No, I don't.
Right.
They both seem to be going fairly well at the moment.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that they're not going to go wrong or anything like that, but they're going to go in different directions to what you wanted them to do, because that's what they need to do as well. Okay? This is something to look out for. You'll just realise that actually they're starting to take shape into something different. I can't express it any other way. Right. Okay, but she's also talking about one in particular. What the project is, I don't know. She's not giving me that information, but she's just saying about one is a, like either there's help or it's going to be taken on by somebody to make it change or work a little bit better. Do you understand where she's coming from with that?
I think I do. Yeah, I have a building project.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. Right. What, can you give me that information again, and I'll. Right. Thank you. Because she just said something about Mexico. So either there's plans or something to go on or do something in Mexico.
Not at the moment. However, it's cold enough here that I would enjoy that.
Okay. Again, some of these things could be things that are coming up. Okay. Right, but she's just talking about this as well, and very, very quickly, about the fact that everything that she wants you to understand, everything is going the way it should be. Okay, don't get frustrated in what you're doing. Right, okay, because actually, she just said you're actually a very, very clever and quite a in her words, powerful person. Okay. So you actually make things tick. You make things work the way that they should do. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where or what you should be doing, because that's what you do the best. Okay. Right. Thank you. But also, she just said very funnily is that sometimes you just need to relinquish some of that workload. So you need to pass it on to others to help you. She said as well, because you get a little bit tired or tied down in what you're doing. You don't have the balance in other parts of your life. You understand?
Yes.
So you need to do this. You need to what's the word we delegate. Thank you. You need to delegate some of this work to others to make it work. And I've got to say, there's somebody around you. I feel it's a male, okay, a man that will be doing something in this work that actually will be changing the way that it happens. But it's a good thing as well. And I keep hearing the name Robert. Robert. I don't know if that's anything to do with it, but I just keep hearing the name Robert. Either that's a name in spirit or a name connected to you now on the earth plane. But Robert, okay? Again, I don't normally work with names, but if I get them, I'll offer them very rarely, okay? Just take that name. Would you understand any of the information so far?
Yes, I would.
Okay, jolly good. Okay, give me one more thing. Right. Right. Anything else you can offer? Okay. Because she keeps talking to me about that you're waiting for that day for the big paycheck. Does that make sense? You're waiting for
yes, it does.
That day is coming to you. Okay, it's very soon. It's very soon. Just one or two things to tie up. They're saying so. Either they're trying to work on it their end, or it's something that you need to do your end. Just, there's a couple of things that need to be tied up in order for this. And I feel it's a rather large payday coming your way. Okay. Okay, give me a bit more. Right, thank you. Right. She's talking about she's talking about this closed door business, about the fact that you close the door and you sort of are like a little bit of a different person. Right, thank you. She said sometimes it's good to scream and shout at others. That's what she just said. Do you understand?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you cut out.
Sometimes it's a good thing to scream and shout at others, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're not letting it in, or not letting it out then, you know, or you're not allowing it to manifest or whatever. It's, you've got to let it out, okay? Okay. Right. Okay, but she's given me this emotion around you, like this pent-up emotion. She's talking about the fact that you do get really sort of drowned down by your emotions. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay, as long as you understand. Right, okay. Right, thank you. And she's just said this is all because you don't have the right balance and that you need to offload some of it. Okay. And you don't, and she, her words is that you don't have to always do everything in the house. That's what she just said for some reason. I don't know what she means, but hopefully you understand what she means by that.
Trying to figure that one out. So my question is Robert related to employment or a project?
Is Robert, she said mention Robert to you before. Okay, is he employment or is he project? Project. Project.
Okay. Have okay. I met him?
Has she met him? No, you haven't met him. Not yet.
Okay.
I feel this is probably something to do with the construction. I feel it's probably around the Ivy. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to speculate. It's something to do with construction. Okay? But I'm going to have to leave it there for you, sweetheart. Okay?
Great. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
And if you want to go back to the archives, you can do mikespirit.fm. Listen to the reading again because there's quite a lot of information there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go for a very, very quick break, okay? I know I'm doing lots of breaks. Believe me, there's a reason. And I think we're going to have... okay, I'm going to go for a very quick break. I'm just going to sort this thing out in the background and I'll be right back, okay? We're going to get to the last track of the evening and then if not I'll do some more readings, so I'll speak to you in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Oh, there you go. Look, Miss McHugh again. So, yeah, what the idea was, we're probably going to try to get somebody in, or Bertha from Norway, to come on and just very quickly talk to us about, you know, what we're doing out in Norway. But unfortunately, she can't come on this evening. That's a shame. Would have been nice to everybody to hear about the stuff that we're going to get up to. So apparently we're going to be doing a show from Mike's bedroom. That'd be great. So, okay, so do you know what? It's great being a live show, isn't it? Because believe it or not, we've actually got Bertha on online. So Bertha, you there?
Hi, Nick. Yeah.
Hi. How are
just
you?
Just coming home. Oh my God! I just landed in my first finished workday in a new center. I have a lovely visit here from Gary Mannion. He is a psychic surgeon.
Yeah, that's funny because we're talking about psychic surgery tonight on my show.
Yeah.
So.
It's lots of psychic things.
Yeah. And of course, me and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike will be over there on Thursday. Or
that would be nice.
Late Thursday evening, we'll be over with you and then. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are all looking forward to see you, to meet you, and people are excited. You're coming over, so many people have booked, and
so,
we have the plans ready for you.
Okay. So can you just tell my listeners what exactly the plans you've got for us?
Yeah. I hope agree with it. I just made some evenings for you. You're arriving on Thursday night, so that's only sleeping for you when you come here. And Friday is demonstration and medium show, what you call, you know, we call it medium demonstration.
Yep.
That you connected with the spirit world and maybe have a message for the audience there.
Okay.
Why would I always do that in the beginning? Because then people can get to know you. And lots of people have already booked for private time with you. But then after this show, everyone come. It will come more too. And always. And on Monday, you will have... Sorry. Saturday is reading. It's reading day and funny day. And Sunday it's you're going to have a workshop first from 11 o'clock to 4. And then you have private local trans medium thing going on, especially
wow.
You.
Okay.
And from 6 o'clock, yes, and then you do your show in the end with audience, you and Mike.
Yeah.
And so that will be a very busy day, very busy Sunday indeed. And Monday you will have readings at today time, and in the end at night you will have a trans medium people.
Okay.
Yeah, but all in these days you will have private people coming in and you would do readings for them. So, and I will be there and organize everything for you and bookings and trying to feed you.
Yeah, well, I'm. When are you going to take us out to this club that Mike keeps going on about? Are we going to?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it sounds like a fantastic week. You know, 6 days that we're going to be out there. It sounds like it's going to be a fully loaded moment out there. It really is.
Yeah, I'm really filling you up. And Mike, you just tell me that you would you with them. There you go. I have lessons for you. I just got one house hunting, or not hunting, but ghost hunting. Actually, maybe the last day you are with us.
All right.
We are going. Basically, he called me today and he wanted me to come. And I said, can I bring a medium from England? England, and he's pleased. So we are also going and hunting or something, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we also did it outside and inside the house, and I just said yes. I didn't ask you.
Yeah.
I remember. No. I just told you that.
It sounds exciting.
I will say, I don't think you have too much time to eat, so but you don't know of a medium, so
okay, so I'll stock up on my food now. I'll eat as much as I can now.
I think you should.
Do I need to bring a supply of chocolate with me?
No, nothing.
Okay, cool.
I'm really looking forward to you coming back to you. We're gonna have a lovely time.
I'm going to do my best to frighten the life out of Mike on from Wales to London.
Just bring good clothes with you because it's snowing here now.
So it's what, snowing?
Yeah, it's snowing. So bring good clothes with you. Cold and wet. Cold and wet. Not summer.
I think I might be going to town tonight to go and get some snow clothes.
Yeah. And you and Mike can sit on his bedroom and doing the shower on Saturday, but now I got a new solution down with my center. So you know, it's opened up the center, so it's lots of people is coming in there. So I think you will really love it. Lots of people will get to know you.
Yeah, I'm really excited by it. I really am. I can't wait. It's gonna be really great. Because we come back in April as well, so it's just getting better and better.
You can have some more plans for that, yes.
So, but Bertha, unfortunately, we've come to the end of my show.
Yeah, I know.
thank you so much for coming on quickly and talking to me about and letting the listeners know about what we're actually planning on doing out there. So, but thank you, sweetheart, and I shall be seeing you very soon.
Yes.
So to all my listeners, thank you so much for joining me this evening. And if you didn't get a chance to phone in, please do. Or if you didn't get a chance to have a reading, shall I say, please do try again on Friday, because obviously me and Mark are doing a special show out in Norway. And then again, my show won't be next week, because obviously we'll still be out in, or we'll be back from Norway. So it'll be the following week. As always, love and light to you and blessings for every day. And we thank the Spirit so much for the love and the light that they bring forward and the messages that they bring forward. Until next time, good evening.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.